and the BBC rugby commentator with us today as well. Morning to you, Jim.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. What are your memories of Nevin Spence?
A delightful curly-haired little gentleman. I can remember watching him when he played for the Irish under-19s a couple of years ago. I mean, he burst meteor-like upon the Ulster rugby scene. He scored a couple of cracking tries against the Scottish under-19s. He got his first Ulster cap as a replacement against the Ospreys just a few weeks before his 20th birthday. He got his first start the following week against Glasgow, and he admitted at the time that he played like an absolute drain, but he smiled about it and said, well, look, it can only get better. And the following season, his first full season with Ulster, he was just quite outstanding, and that was the season when he was voted by his peers, the Irish Rugby Union Professional Players Association, they voted him the young player of the year. So very, 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 very fond memories. And alas, I mean, none of us will get to see him achieve his full rugby potential.
And what was that potential, Jim?
Well, he was playing in a very competitive position. He had a season last year full of an awful lot of injuries, and he had two Irish internationals in Darren Cave and Paddy Wallace playing in more or less the same position, and they were the two men who went on and played in the Heineken Cup final. Nevin, having played in the entire season the year before and played for Ulster against Northampton in the quarter final, the first time that Ulster had got to the knockout stages. But if you looked at the age profile of the men in front of him in terms of the Irish scene, Paddy Wallace, Brian O'Driscoll, Gordon Darcy, now in their early 30s, and obviously time alas takes care of rugby players, so Nevin, his first priority was going to get himself back on the Ulster side. He played for the Ulster Ravens last Friday. I went along specifically to watch him and another couple of players, and while it was by no means certain, it was felt that he was going to start this weekend against the Italian side, the Zebras, and that really could have kick-started his career again. As I say, last year he had a few injuries and didn't maybe just quite play as many games as he would have liked to, but his enthusiasm was shining through. He was such a strong physical player, hard and competitive, and I remember him scoring a couple of tries in Wales against the Dragons when Ulster went into a great lead by half-time, and that was all down to Nevin Spence. His determination and his ability to sort of sniff out a try and go for the line was amazing, and he came up against a lot of players who were much more experienced than him in his very brief career, and there wasn't a single person who came away without a bump and a bruise, courtesy of Nevin Spence. So certainly at 22, he was a man you'd have thought was going to come through to the Irish side. He had a couple of World Cups in him, and alas, as I said, we won't see that career come to anything like fruition.
Jim, thank you very much indeed.